Tech Records.
DJ
949. Paul Productions.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
It's T-Don.
He's got some voice.
Absolutely, he's great.
Paul Productions.
Hello, and welcome to another T-Don Music Commentary. Hey, it is nice to see all of you out there. We are live right now on this commentary, and if you happen to listen to this later when I post it, don't know what day, it will be a recording, of course, and then you can hit play and play it whenever you want. But it is kind of nice to be here right now with me live at the early a.m., whatever time it might be for you. It is early, 8 o'clock in the morning for me. And I sometimes just don't have all of it together when it's this early in the morning. You guys get a chance to see what it's like in T-Don's life early in the morning. I don't know about all of you guys, but I take a long time to wake up. So at 8 o'clock in the morning here, I really have to kind of prep myself early enough to get up and start thinking about what I want to talk about or anything else that I happen to do through the whole day. It's just like, as soon as somebody wakes me up, I'm like, oh my gosh, I could be really grumpy if people wake me up. You're like, oh wow, I can't even imagine you, T-Don, be grumpy. Well, of course, you hear my music. There's some grumpiness in the music. I may not be the same while I'm, you know, on air, or if I were to meet you, may not be the same, but I'd like to throw all that into my music. And if you get me up on the wrong side of the bed, well, there you go. You'll get that grumpy side of me. But that's not what you're here for. You are here to hear a music commentary. And this music commentary is a very sweet song. Yes, there had to be a sweet song on the album, of course, because it's Jekyll and Hyde. And this song is called When I Think About You. And we'll go and talk about that here shortly. I'll be playing it. Get some of you out there, get ready to listen to this. But I just wanted to share some time with you. I don't know, did I introduce myself? Do I need to introduce myself? I'm not sure if I introduced myself at the very beginning. I can't hear, you know, play and record again and or rewind, I mean, and listen to it because we're live right now. So if I didn't introduce myself, my name is T. Don. Some of you may call me Don or T. Any of those work? You might be saying, well, where's the Don coming from? Some of you have asked me that before. And I will tell you, Don is my middle name. Yes, that is my middle name. So I choose to use that, and I like it. It works really well. I'm actually trying to reform and take the T off and make it a little bit easier for people to remember. And I also told you, T. Don sounds like I'm a rap singer. You know what I mean? I'm not. I can't do that at all. If some of you heard me on the music, the New Music Monday, I can't rap at all. Not at all. I've been on rap songs or those types of songs as a singer, not rapping, but as a background singer or actually a main singer, but I cannot rap. It's too hard for me. It's too difficult. And I just can't lay out those words like that. But hats off to those people who do. And I was just telling somebody on one of the New Music Mondays, I told him, you know, your music is great, but I just can't do what you do. And that's why we have rappers, and that's why we have artists like me. We have all kinds of different genres and different types of music out there. So, all right. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about what's going on. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Now, first of all, I love the fact that I'm around because April, I will get a lot of things done. Actually, the BTD radio station is already changing. You won't see it actually right now. You're not going to actually see the changes and the looks and the feel of it because I don't want you to see it yet. You have to wait until it's completed, but it has been in the works for a little bit and I'm finally getting up to speed on it even more. And it will have a new domain name. I actually made sure I got a hold of that and it is all locked in. I will tell you when that's time. It's going to be a lot easier to remember. and it looks really, really good. I'm just really excited about that. Also, the music, Traces of Dawn music, is going so well. I'm so excited about all of this. If you haven't heard already, Creeps won the Alternative Rock Song Award, which I'm so excited about. And I've submitted it to many other things as well. I usually don't like to say those kind of things because I don't want to jinx it. So I won't tell you where I've submitted them to at this moment, and we'll see if it happens or does not happen. Also, I've been working on this great, big, huge thing that it's a lot of work to do, and that's why a lot of the music has to appear in 2018 to get ready for 2019 something, something, something that's coming up. And it's well on its way. We have quite a few songs that are out there right now getting a lot of publicity, and Communications Done is now the next one to start moving through the system. And then the next one to move through the system is going to be this song, When I Think About You, because you got to give a few aggressive songs and you got to give a few mellow songs. Communication's Done kind of in the middle part there, but this is a love song, and you got to be able to let all the radio stations hear all the different genres that you can do or different types of music that you can do. I still kind of say it's all rock. It's all part of alternative rock. It doesn't really change too much. Other than, you know, it slows down and that, but it still has that rock vibe. And if you haven't heard When I Think About You, I really like this song. I don't think it's like a top 10. You might like it, but I don't think it's a top 10 song. I guess because it's just not aggressive enough for me. It's real mellow, but it is a nice mellow song. Kind of like Cuts Like a Knife. Cuts Like a Knife was a mellow song. If you remember that, some of you might remember from T-Dawn. And speaking of which, I'm going to try to move all of the T-Dawn stuff over to Traces of Dawn. That's going to be really hard to do, just so I can lock it all in and make them all one. But that is probably going to take some time. I can't imagine I'm going to get it all done this year. It's a lot of things to get done this year. So I went traveling. I've been traveling all over the place. I went to Boston, and I went during the Northeasterners. Oh my gosh. Snow, snow, snow. If you don't know where I'm located at right now, I'm in California. I'm in SoCal. And I used to be a girl who was in the snow. I used to live in Ohio. But that's been a long time ago. Now put me into Boston and New Jersey. I was freezing, but I ended up buying a whole new wardrobe just to suffice going out there and staying warm. But I'm telling you, those of you out there, I don't think there's any clothes that will make you warm. You can say that you're not freezing because you got all these layers of clothes on, but I really just don't think you can have so many layers of clothes on to be actually warm. You're just okay, you know? Like when it's hot outside, you can get cold. Like you can turn the air conditioning on, right? Yeah, you turn the air conditioning on and you can get cooled. You cool down. But if you're in the cold, how do you get warm? I can't figure that out. So like I said, I took a lot of clothes with me, bought a whole new wardrobe. But I'm not even going to tell you how many pairs of boots. Lots of boots. You got to understand, while I was out, I was also out during business. And you got to understand, you have to have a nice dress attire. So you have to have nice boots and all that kind of. I do have nice clothes, but not for winter. And then as you're going out and about, you know, I have almost like black hair. It's dark brown, black. Now it actually has some red in it because I put red in it. But anyway, getting snow on top of dark brown, black hair, and you're going into some people's, some companies, just doesn't look right or feel right. So that was a bit interesting. I didn't quite care for that. But what was really cool about that is when I do travel, I do also like to meet some of the fans. And if I'm in the area, I try my hardest to be able to do that. I mean, this one was a real quick I'm in Boston and I'm out of Boston. I wasn't there very long, and I actually had a chance to meet one of the fans. And I got to say, I won't say his name because maybe he wants to keep that private, but I want to say thank you, a huge thank you for just us just meeting with, just for only just 15 minutes or so. And what an inspiration, I have to say. Every time I meet the fans, you guys are always such an inspiration. I love each and every one of you, and I can't wait to meet all of you. It'd be really great. How do we do that? How can we meet all in one place? Wouldn't that be great? Maybe someday that we actually can. But it's funny because some people get starstruck, and I'm not a star, but it feels kind of weird when people do meet me, and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm meeting you for the first time. And I'm like, you know how weird I feel? I'm like, yeah, I'll meet you for the first time too, and I'm scared too. It's just kind of funny because people don't realize that, but you do have to understand that being an artist or someone, a leader, you lead, and it's your responsibility to meet people, to help people, and all that. And I don't realize that until I'm out and about, and I'm like, somebody wants to meet me, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is my responsibility. This is what I'm supposed to do. Just like these music commentaries. This is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to be here and help you or comfort you, give you music, whatever, because you guys are fans of mine, Starlight. So I totally, totally appreciate that. Well, I had a chance to go out, and some of you might have known that my son and his family, they were going to have a triplets. And unfortunately, the triplets, they're not triplets now. There's only one. And the two passed away. And, you know, it was really hard to deal with. And I had to think about how I was going to deal with that when I was over there and what questions I would ask or what would I actually say. And it just seemed like everything worked out just fine. So when I headed over to New Jersey, it was one of those things I had to try to figure out, you know, where do I go with this? What can I do to help them out? Or how can I comfort them? And the nice thing about it is everything just flowed just right. And that's where this song really comes into play today. When I think about you, when I think about all of you, and I think about what the time I spent out there in the cold, in the freezing cold, and I got a chance to meet a fan over there, and then I got a chance to see my family. It was such a beautiful thing. I actually got to go on 2 Easter egg hunts. Boy, that was crazy. And one of the Easter bunnies was just horrifying. I think I might even sent that out on Twitter. It was just horrible looking, and you didn't even want to look at that bunny. Everybody was just like, afraid of that bunny. On the second Easter egg hunt, the second day, it was great. Nice little fluffy bunny. It was like, oh my gosh, you want to hug that bunny. But the first bunny, not so good. But it was so cool to be able to go out there and go play on the playground, even though they said, hey, let's go play on the playground when it's 30 degrees. Yes, very, very hard to stay warm, no matter what, in 30 degrees and snow. Well, anyway, like I said, it was great to be able to spend some time with family and to be able to share that with you. And when I got back, I was really so overjoyed with the time that I spent with my family. I actually felt extremely relaxed. And I do today. I feel pretty relaxed, even though my life is pretty busy. I want to say to each and every one of you that how important it is for you to spend time with your family. And if you have family that's far away, maybe you can just call them or Skype them, you know, if you can't get over there. Whatever you can do just to say that I love you or how much you're thinking about them. It's so extremely important. And I found out after this that it even seemed like I even made it even a stronger connection with my son and his family. It was just really great. So I feel the joy from all of this. All right, so I have this song that I think is just perfect for the moment when I think about you. And I think about you, the fans, all the time. Like I said, I had a chance to meet one of the fans while I was in Boston. And every minute, every second, I think I'm always thinking about my fans. I actually, this is funny. And then I'll get into the song. So I've got to tell you, I had a dream about a lot of you out there that I have not met. Okay, now wait a minute. Don't get weird on me. It wasn't that kind of a dream. It was a dream that I actually met a lot of you. And some of you that I have seen on Twitter or in other social medias and that, I seen your faces. I got a chance to meet you. It was so weird. I'm like, I have never dreamt about people I don't know. It just seems weird that I even had that happen. But it must have been just that, all that love that was going on from the time that I had spent in Boston and New Jersey, that I just came back and just had a dream about a lot of you out there. So all of you are like, did she dream about me? What did she say to me? Well, that I'm not going to tell you because I can't remember now. But it was a really great moment to be able to meet you. So guess what? I guess I really did meet a lot of you in mind and spirit. All right. So with that said, let's go ahead and go into the song When I Think About You, and then we'll get back and talk about it.
When I think about you, it's not what you think at night. It's all those things that are running through my head. I know you think that we are an idol, but I don't think so. Everything's right, but I don't think so. We'll be right back. what you think at night. It's all those things that are running through my head. I know you think that we are an idol, but I don't think so. Everything's right, but I don't think so.
Commentary. Basically, what I mean by that was a song that you got a chance to listen to, wasn't either completed or whatever, but it really wasn't a commentary talking about every single word in the song. Now we're actually going to break it down, and I'm going to slow it down a little bit because, like I said, it's really hard for me to read my lyrics. I want to sing my lyrics instead of read them. So reading word for word does make it a little bit difficult. So here's the song. All right, so let me see if I can do this. When I think about you, it's not what you think at night. It's all those things running through my head. I know that you think that we are an item. I don't think so. I know that you think that everything is right, but I don't think so. All right, so what those lyrics basically mean is, all right, somebody has got their thoughts in their head of what they think of you or of me, we'll just say, and they are all gung-ho over me, and all of these thoughts that are going on aren't really what I'm thinking. And that person thinks, oh, wow, yeah, she really digs me. And I'm not really digging that person so much. You know, it's cool that they like me so much, or the fact that they, you know, want to know about me a little bit more, or want to go out with me, whatever it might be. But I don't think so. It's not those thoughts that you have at night. Nope. I'm not there with you. We're not on the same page. So that's what that part means of that part of the song. All right. So the next part is the chorus. And the chorus goes like this. Where do we go from here, my love? Why do we do it like this, my love? How do we take this to another level? Yeah, 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 yeah. Sorry, I had to do that because I can't just say yeah, yeah, yeah. Why do we do it like this and don't do it like that? Why do we see it like this? I can't see me coming back. So it all goes back to this person, and you just can't be with this person. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work out. And I'm saying, you know, where do we go from here, my love? You know, I might feel some feelings for this person, but hey, it just can't happen. What do we do with this? This feelings that are going on, we can't do anything with this because, like, hey, I got a ring on my finger. So I'm thinking during this whole song here that, you know, we can't go anywhere with this. And why do we do it like this? You know, I'm thinking, oh, man, why did we do it like that? I can't see myself coming back. There's just no way that this is going to happen. And even though you might have these feelings, or this person might have feelings for you, no, kind of done deal. That's it. I have to move on. When you're thinking about me, and I love this part of this song because I get my little deeper voice going on. So I'm like, when you're thinking about me and you know it's not right, it shows you care and I respect that a lot. All right. So, so anyway, when you're thinking about me and you know it's not right, it shows you care and I respect that a lot. I mean, I really do. When you're thinking about me, it can be anywhere, because you can think about me anywhere you want, but you have to stop those thoughts right now. I almost went into my little twirly right now part of that song. Then we head right back into the chorus again. You're ready? Here we go. Where do we go from here, my love? Why do we do it like this, my love? How do we take it to another level? And the next part we have is the three yeahs. You ready to say or sing yeah with me? Here we go. One, two, three. Yeah, 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 yeah. Why do we do it like this? Wait a minute. All right, I'm not supposed to sing. All right, so let me go into the other part of. I'm telling you, it is really hard, and it's kind of interesting because it's early in the morning, and I'm ready to start singing, so that's cool. So why do we do it like this and don't do it like that? Why do we see it like this? I can't see me coming back. No, baby, I'm not coming back. So here goes the next part of it. The next verse is when I think about you. So I'm still thinking about you. it's not what you think at night. It's all those things that are running through my head. I know that you think that we are an item. But I don't think so. I know that you think that everything's all right, but I don't think so. So we're kind of going back to, you know, it's not all right. It's not going to work out okay. Then we head right back over to where we started at the beginning. When you think about me, it's not what you think at night. It's all of those things running through my head. I know that you think that we are an item. But hey, 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 you know what? We're not. Of course, I just added that. But I just say, I don't think so. I know that you think that everything's all right. Mm-mm, but hey, no, 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 it's not. And then we go back to the chorus again. And then we end out. And I'm not going to do another yeah, yeah, yeah. You got enough yeah, yeah, yeahs out of me for this morning. On a mic that's not so great and all that. So I don't know what it's going to sound like on your side, but hey, whatever. All right. Well, did you enjoy this commentary? I hope that you did. And we have many more commentaries to come. I can't tell you how and when they're all going to happen. They should happen on Wednesdays. Should be okay for these Wednesdays throughout this month, but I can't make any guarantees because this time slot just happens to run into another time slot that I have with meetings that I have in the daytime at this time. So that's quite interesting. I said I was going to change the time, but I haven't had a chance to do that yet. Anyway, with that said, I hope that you enjoyed this commentary. And you know what? I do think about you guys a lot. Like I said, I had you in my dreams. So you guys are really important to me. Thank you so much for being a Traces of Dawn fan and a T Dawn fan. It really does mean a lot to me. You are all very special. Thank you all for what you do, for your inspirations, because that just makes me inspire and send it right back out to you and everybody else. Okay, I'm done. I need to get moving here. Have a most wonderful rest of the week, whatever time of the day, as I usually say it is, because I don't know what time it is, your day, or if maybe it's the next day. Don't know, but I hope that you have a good one. This is T Dawn. And I want to tell you all, I'll see you again in the next music commentary. I am click, click, click. You know it. Outta here.
Yeah.